when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And I guess we're not going to have David Morgan with us. So it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's the number for this station, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We got so many 800 numbers out there. So this is 1-800-259-5791. If you have something you'd like to talk about, why don't we talk about really what happened just today when Congress has voted to enact a retroactive amnesty for the communications company, AT&T, the other big telephone companies, for actually violating the privacy of people by letting the government spy on them without a warrant. Now, of course, it's very easy to get a warrant if you have somebody who's a terrorist, and you know, all you have to do is go to the FISA court, and it's like that old adage, you know, a federal attorney can indict a ham sandwich. Well, just about anybody they ask for a warrant for, they will give them the warrant to give them some excuse. We think this guy's a terrorist. He's going to blow up the Sears Tower or something. We've got to be able to listen to his telephone calls. And so they actually do that. But you see, these were actually listening to people's conversations without even a warrant. They didn't go through the FISA court. They were just listening to people, supposedly, in the name of terrorism. But you see, a lot of this is not about terrorism. It's anybody they want to listen to, they listen to. It could be political enemies, people, you know, who do not agree with the government, who believe that perhaps what happened on 9/11 really didn't happen that way, that maybe there was a conspiracy on the part of our government. And those people, of course, as George Bush has said, if you're not with us, you're against us. So anybody who has suspicions of what happened on 9/11 is obviously potentially a terrorist, in league with a terrorist, because you're not with the administration, then you must be against America. Well, this legislation is passed. It will give retroactive immunity to the telephone companies, which are actively being sued for violating privacy rights and violating all the laws. And how can you give people retroactive protection? Could we give people retroactive protection for murder? Could we give them retroactive protection for rape? What about violating people's privacy? Isn't that a serious crime? And of course it is. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about the wrong subject. And what they're doing, this is a beautiful example of how they're focusing our attention on a problem, but on the wrong problem. And of course, there are many people saying, this is the sort of thing that happened in Hitler's Germany when the German Bundestag, or whatever it was, the German parliament, you know, just took away the people's rights piece by piece by piece to give the ruler, Adolf Hitler, or George Bush, call it what you will, total power to do whatever he wanted to, and the ability to ignore the law. And a lot of people are very upset about this recent legislation. Of course, now it has not yet passed the Senate. It's going to the Senate. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But once again, I would reiterate, this is a non-issue. Again, our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But if this is not the issue, what is the issue? And the issue is that they've been listening to your telephone conversations going right back to, well, just after the Second World War, when the NSA sometimes referred to as no such agency, but really the National Security Administration was formed. Now, most people point to the CIA, or the terrible CIA, but certainly the NSA is much larger than the CIA, much more dangerous, much more secretive, and most Americans have never heard of it. In fact, I will never forget talking to a friend of mine who went to work for the NSA, asked me one time what I thought of it. I said, I don't know much about it. He said, you're a lot safer if you don't know much about it, and that's absolutely true, because these people are equally dangerous to the Central Intelligence Agency. But through a program known as Project Echelon, E-S-C-H-E-L-O-N, and fortunately you go up on the internet to prove me wrong, Project Echelon, they've been listening to our telephone conversations since shortly after the end of the Second World War, not just our telephone conversations, but literally every telephone conversation in the world. How could they do that? They do it with computers, and the computers listen for keywords, and when they hear them, well, of course, they'll go ahead, then get a live person to listen to it. And then, of course, we develop faxes and then emails. They read all of these things. They've been doing this for a long time. What they want to do is focus our attention on the wrong issue. And this is another beautiful example. So who do we have calling in? Tom from Long Beach. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. First, I wanted to tell you how much... listening to you kind of opened my eyes and
well, that's what it's all about. I thank you for mentioning that, though, because it's sort of nice to know we are having some effect out there.
Well, before I go on, I wanted to apologize. I called you last week. I had Simon Buckner and Smedley Butler, two generals, mixed up.
Don't feel bad. It's awfully easy to do.
Anyway, that was about the show you had last week.
Right.
No, I wanted to tell you, I had some guy about 7 or 8 years ago was looking for investors. He called me for the, these full body scans?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Well, he was looking for investors, and we started talking, and I don't know, kind of make a long story short, he says, you were pretty nice, and he said, I'm going to send you some tapes. I think you'll find them real interesting. And they were tapes of you. There was about six, maybe seven or eight tapes, and there was, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. He was talking about a Dr. Kelly that did a lot of research. Do you remember that?
No, I really don't. But
and there was Dr. Lorraine Day, was the one tape with her.
Oh, well, of course, who could ever forget Lorraine? She's a sweetheart.
So I didn't know it. This was about 7 or 8 years ago. And anyway, I didn't know you had a radio show up until you were a guest. Do you remember Congressman Bob Dornan?
Sure.
Yeah. You were a guest on his show about 4 or 5 years ago when he had a radio station, radio show here. And you mentioned you had a show, and I thought, oh, this is the guy that was on those tapes, you know? So I started listening, and, I never had any idea of how much... I was always interested in medical things, even though I'm not a doctor. But I never thought that they were connected and how much politically that they were, or they are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the great tragedy today, and they're using medicine to really harm our people, and the doctors have no idea. They're good people, but they really don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, of course, what we need to do is get people, to start thinking, to start challenging, to start taking a second look at things, and there's just so much information out there, and I feel it's a privilege to be able to get it to you, and hopefully that you can get it to others and get them to start listening, just as you got started listening.
Well, trying to be an apostle of Radio Liberty, but some people, they just don't, even my own wife, she's not open to it. I can't, she just, last Friday you had a show in the evening. I said, I want to listen to Dr. Stan. Oh, what's he talking about tonight? And I told her about the Twin Towers.
Right.
And she said, it's another conspiracy. But, sometimes I can't get these people to you know, they don't, I don't know, they're just not open to it, you know.
Don't feel bad. I mean, this is the way it is with most people. And but down the line, you planted a seed, and that seed is going to begin to germinate at some time in the future. You may never know about it, but one day they're going to remember what you said, and they're going to realize you were right. Our job is to get the information out. How people react is up to them. But the most important thing from their point of view is to know the truth, because know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Right, right. Yeah, oh, one other thing. You know, when you talk about, on your preamble, when you say something about the overlooking the hills of Monterey,
right,
or Monterey Bay, every time you say that, I got to tell you, I remember this trip. It was just... It was a month before September 11th. It was in August of 2001. I told my wife, I said, I want to go up the coast. Every time we've gone to San Francisco, we just take Interstate 5 and get up there. I said, I want to go up Pacific Coast Highway. I want to, let's go to Monterey. You know, let's go up, you know, through Big Sur. And I think we ate lunch in Santa Barbara. And, you know, the farthest north we always went was to, you know, the Hearst Castle at San Simeon. And so we went up, I think we left Cambria about 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we were getting up towards Big Sur, the sun was going down on the, you know, on our left because of the ocean. It was just, oh man, it was just a beautiful drive up there. And we spent, I think like 3 days. We went to the you know, the famous aquarium all day up there, so...
And
yeah,
I
tell you that. Whenever you say that, I always think of that trip.
Well, this is one of the most beautiful spots in the world, and it's got a wonderful climate, a wonderful temperature, and I can look out when I leave the studio, and I look out across the bay, and we can see all the way over to all the way to Monterey and Carmel. So it's a real thrilling experience for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless, and thanks so much. And
okay.
Don't get discouraged because people don't want to listen. Your job is to get the information out. As far as your wife is concerned, we have a new section on our website. And we have something up there that says DVDs. And then below that, my son's put up a new section called Other DVDs. Go on there and look at some of them. We have the interview of Sidney Aaron Russo where he tells about how Nicholas Rockefeller told him what the future held. And we've got some pictures of what happened on September 11th. Look at those, and maybe sometimes a picture's worth 1,000 words. Maybe your wife will see those and begin to understand what's going on. But just pray for her, and one of these days she's going to realize what a smart husband she has, okay?
I understand. Nice talking to you.
Right, bye-bye. And we'll be with Tom when we get back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, I should comment that I have no control over any of the ads that are put on during my hour that are put on by the Genesis. I run one or two ads of my own, but anyway, you'll have to make a decision as far as that issue, those issues are concerned. But right now, we have David Morgan with us. And, of course, he is involved with silver investing and advising people about silver, and certainly one of the most knowledgeable people I know on this field. David, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thanks so much for having me. I'm sorry I'm a bit late, but here I am now.
Well, they say better late than never. I'm so glad to have you. And so basically tell us what's happening. Suddenly the silver was up to $21 an ounce, down about 16 and a half. I think it was about 17:30 today. I don't know where it closed, but certainly they seem to have pushed that down, but it seems to be coming back. But is it going to go back down again? Or do you think that there's a good chance that silver is going to go up and make some very important and significant moves in the not-too-distant future? What do you think?
Well, Dr. Stan, I actually I've been writing weekly columns, which is basically, well, I won't say it's not my style, it's just a format that I had not done in the past. When I first started the internet site about 10 years ago, I made a promise to myself that I would try and write an article a month. And I achieved that for, I'm going to guess, a couple of years or so. And then I kind of tapered off and devoted more of my time into my, you know, paid subscription base. But I was asked at the beginning of the year this year if I would write a weekly column, and I said, well, I'll consider it. What's the, you know, requirement? And the requirement was like 500 words, which is not very much. That's not a big demand. So I said yes, and I've been writing for most of this year a weekly column. A few columns ago, I wrote about exactly your question. I was doing three presentations at the Money Show, and the Money Show is a little different than the resource conferences that I normally speak at. Most of the time I'm invited to speak about the silver market or the overall economy or monetary history. It's always at a resource conference that's pretty much mining companies, gold and silver salespeople, that type of thing. Whereas the Money Show is a mainstream investment conference where you have general equity investors, mutual fund investors. In fact, a very small segment, if any, of that crowd really considers the precious metals at all. And of course, I spoke on the precious metals in three different forums. I was asked during their TV show this exact same question: where is silver going short term and where do you see it going longer term? And here's my answer. I said that on a short-term basis, silver went from $15 in early January to $21 in the middle of March 2008. That's a 40% move in 2.5 months. Now, anybody that understands the commodity market, I don't care if it's silver, if it's wheat, if it's corn, or if it's oil, when things accelerate that much, it's normal to get some kind of a pullback and a backing and filling. Now, why, we can discuss later if you wish, and that's fine with me. But these markets all move up and down. The market got a bit ahead of itself for several reasons, and I actually was forecasting that for my paid subscribers. It's been trading around the $17 level. What I find fascinating for our listeners is that every time it gets pushed below 17, there seems to be strong physical demand. And I say that because once it's under 17, it only lasts a couple of days, and it pops right back up under over 17, meaning that the physical demand in the marketplace, people that actually know the price and need the metal to continue their operations, like a Dow Chemical or a DuPont or a Ford Motor Company or on, are out there and are probably hedging their bets, making sure that they get some silver around those prices. So that's a good thing. I also believe longer term that we're going to witness the biggest bull market in the precious metals in financial history. I truly believe that. Now, I don't expect that to happen in 3 days. I think we're going to be soft throughout the rest of the summer. I think we're going to have a pretty strong fourth quarter, but the fourth quarter of 2008 is probably only going to get us back to the original intermediate term highs that we saw in March. In other words, we may see gold over 1,000, silver back up to 21, but that's just basically touching their highs that they made earlier in the year. However, once we roll over into the new year, 2009, I expect to see much stronger prices in both gold and silver, and longer term, I expect to see new highs in real terms. Now, your listeners, for the most part, know what I'm talking about when I say real terms. But as I said again on this this Money Show interview, which, by the way, you can see on my internet site, silver-investor.com, just look for the red highlighted area on the middle of the website, and it says videos. There are not that many of them, and just look for Money Show interview. And I said that if you take the $50 spike high in 1980 for silver and you adjust it to real terms, in other words, in today's fiat currency, it comes out $125 an ounce. And the gal that was interviewing me kind of, you know, gasped for air. She goes, wow, that's amazing. And I said, well, look, I think it's going to get there, or I'm predicting at least 100. And
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today, David Morgan. Before we go on, David, I'd like you to tell our listeners about your website and how, of course, they can get in touch with you if you want more information.
Certainly. The website is silverinvestor.com, and there's a hyphen between the word silver and investor. And if it's your first time there, I highly recommend you join our free e-mailing list. I wrote the book... I was in the Investing Rules book that was printed in the United Kingdom about 8 or 9 years ago on the 10 rules of silver investing. And these rules will basically help a new investor learn a lot of information for free that may prevent them from making a big mistake if they've never invested in precious metals before. So I just want to make everybody, plus you also get a sample newsletter for free if you sign up for that. And there's no obligation. In fact, I don't even know if you do it or you don't do it. But you do have the option to get off the list anytime you choose to do so. So that's number one. The other way is to go to the Contact Us button that's over on the left-hand nav bar. Click that. You'll see every way possible to get a hold of us. Email, physical mailing address, phone numbers, just about any way you can think of you can get through the Contact Us button on the website.
All right, fine. Well, now you were beginning to tell us what you thought was going to happen and why. So pick the story up.
Okay, so if we adjust the silver spike of $50 for inflation, it's $125. If we look at the gold spike at $850 of 1980, that's about $2,500. So I expect to see both of those numbers before this bull market ends. And as I said in a free article I wrote many, many years ago about my price expectations for the metals, I stated that most of these markets, including the metals, get overvalued. In fact, in 1980, if you took the amount of paper money that was in existence divided by the amount of gold, you get gold, you know, dollars per ounce of gold, it only came out to $400 the ounce. Yet we all know that it traded at $850 on a temporary high. So what I point out is that when people pour into these metals to preserve their wealth, that they can go to, you know, any price temporarily. And what I want to make very, very clear for our listeners is that basically what happened in 1980 as a precursor to what I believe is going to happen probably over the next 5 years. In 1980, about 1% of the United States population woke up to the truth about the inflation, and they were willing to take their paper money and put it into gold and silver to protect themselves. And after that took place, or as that was taking place near the end, that's when Paul Volcker stepped in and put interest rates up to 20% and brought the markets back down substantially. Of course, it ruined the bond market as well as the metals markets. That's 1% of the U.S. population. I believe this time that you're going to see 1% of the world's population that's shunning the United States dollar, and that's a much, much bigger market. And remember that in 1980, there were roughly 2 billion ounces of silver in physical form to be invested into. Today, there's about one quarter of that amount available. So if you have 1% of the world's population screaming into these markets, and you have about 20% of the physical silver that was available in 1980, you can just imagine what the paper price may end up being in the silver market, and it applies this to gold as well.
Well, I think that these could be very, very exciting times. Of course, what we're going to see, I fear, is the destruction of the value of our currency, which, of course, is going to impoverish so many of our people, but there's nothing we can do about that. And, of course, it was Lenin who said, you know, the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency, and not one person in a million would understand what they're doing. Well, fortunately, because of talk radio and the Internet, why, a lot more people than that understand what's happening, but still the vast majority of the people don't understand inflation, they don't understand fiat currency, and they don't see the tremendous potential for gold and silver. And, of course, the interesting thing is, David, when a market moves up, it always usually goes far higher than you anticipate. Just as when it goes down, it often goes down far further than you anticipate. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely, I do. And, you know, I just want to comment. I was listening before we started the show, and a gentleman was talking about his wife and having some issues with, you know, getting people to wake up. And one of my favorite quotes, you know, came to mind, and that is, once the ship has sunk, everyone knows how it might have been saved. And that's the position we're in with the fiat currency. You know, once this thing blows apart, and it really has, in my view, in my very studied opinion, it blew apart in August of 2007 when the credit crisis manifested itself throughout the entire marketplace, the bond market and the equity markets, and particularly the credit markets. And yet now we are acting as if everything is okay and it's all being patched up and we're going to go merrily along. I don't believe that's the case. That's the perception, but Dr. Sen, as you say, perception is not very often reality. The reality is these banks are not trading paper with each other. They don't trust each other. And we're basically in a huge confidence game. The name con is a shortened word for confidence. The fiat currency system is based on confidence that this dollar will buy you something. But by the Federal Reserve's own admission, the 1913 dollar is worth 3 cents today. So when you say that, you know, people are having, you know, the currency is being debauched, I mean, how much further do we need to go? We got 3 more cents and it's absolute zero. And this is a problem. But as you said, you know, a lot of people are more aware of it than ever, but still most people don't know, don't understand it, don't really have the time to study it. And the only way that I know of to get some protection is through the commodities, and the best way in the commodities is to get in the top tier of all commodities, which is silver and gold, because it's been money for 5,000 years.
Amen to that. And, of course, the other commodities I'm a little worried about, gold, copper, zinc, things of that sort, because if we get a slowdown, you know, in the world economy, there's not going to be as much of demand as there has been, although we don't know what's going to happen. Certainly, we see China, you know, with 1.25 billion people, and some of these people, maybe even only a fifth of them are going to buy cars. Could you imagine how many cars that would be if a fifth of the Chinese people bought cars? And the same thing is happening over in India. So, well, I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of the commodities, but I'm sure gold and silver are going to go up. Maybe the others are going up as well. What do you think about the investing in the other commodities? I know you're going to stress silver, and that's certainly what I believe is true, but what about the others? Do you think they're going to hold their value, or do you think they may very well fall back, you know, as the the world economy slows down?
I definitely want to answer that question. It's an excellent one, but before I do, I want to make a very important statement that I've been making on every lecture I have had the privilege of doing over the last, I guess, year. And that is that the basic understanding in almost everybody, sophisticated or unsophisticated, the regular working guy or somebody that understands the banking system, believes that the world runs on investment, money, and finance, that type of thing. But in reality, the world runs on energy. And for the most part, that means oil. And if there is an oil peak or a choking point, whether it's contrived or not, the reality is if we get a slowdown in oil production for one reason or another, that means that the world economy is contracting. So to answer your question, what I think of the other commodities, I think that the other commodities will continue the upward path probably for another 5 years or so. I do believe that as energy costs continue to upward, there'll be more and more price pressure for everything, and that means that some of these base metals will go down. In other words, most of the commodities outside of food, energy, and the precious metals may go down, the base metals particularly, because we're going to have to make a choice. As you said a moment ago, Dr. Stan, if the Chinese, you know, one out of five bought a car, well, I did a study on this and put it in the Morgan Report a couple of years ago, and what I pointed out to my readers was that the United States is 5% of the world's population and uses 25% of the world's resources. Now, if the Chinese wanted, on average, to have the same lifestyle as the average American, we would need five more planet Earths. Obviously, we have one planet Earth, not five more. So this, I think, crystallizes where we are at in the resource situation. It is not infinite resources. And there are, in my view, going to be what I consider to be resource wars in the future. And if you really analyze it, from my perspective, we're in one already.
All right, fine. And certainly, I think your point is well made. It doesn't matter whether the oil situation is contrived or real, and I happen to believe it's contrived. It doesn't matter because the end result is exactly the same. In other words, there's going to be a shortage of oil. There's going to be rising prices. And this is going to have a profound impact on every aspect of our society. And certainly we're seeing this. I tried to book some airline tickets today, and it's just amazing how much they've gone up here. And now they charge you $15 for the first bag you check, and $25 for the second bag you check, and you don't even get peanuts on the air flights now. They're beginning to cut back on a lot of flights that have been scheduled in the past and not there. We are seeing the beginning of the demise of the airline industry as we've known it, and the same thing holds true with trucking, the same thing holds true with farming. Every aspect of our society is going to be impacted by the oil crisis. Real or contrived, doesn't really make a bit of difference. They have created a situation where the price of oil is going to go to astronomical heights, and it's going to impact on everybody listening to this program today. What is the relationship between rising oil prices and the rising price of gold and silver? Will they go up together, or will they go the opposite direction?
Well, right now, gold is getting, oil is exceeding the gold price, and there's a historic ratio of about 15 to 1. So oil is becoming more expensive even in terms of gold. And I really haven't made up my mind, but you asked, and I'll give you my feeling right now, and that is that that may continue. I expect gold and silver to continue higher. In fact, I expect those three, gold, silver, and oil, to continue to be the best performers moving out over the next several years. But whether or not gold catches up to oil or not and gets back to the classic ratio of 15-1, I don't know. I suspect that it will, because it's a store of value and it's a way of maintaining wealth. But if I could just, excuse the pun, but dwell on the oil situation a bit longer, because I think most people really don't have an appreciation for how much the society worldwide has come up since the discovery of oil in the late 1800s. If you take a barrel of oil and you equate it into manpower, you have one person working for 25,000 hours. And if you're able to get somebody in the third world to work for $1 a day, which is 13 cents per hour, at the end of the year, that 25,000 man hours is worth $3,500. Every barrel of oil is equal to 42 gallons of gasoline. So if you take that $3,500, now remember, we're paying this guy 13 cents an hour. We're not paying him, $10 an hour, 13 cents. That $3,500 that he's paid for an entire year divided by 42 gallons is equal to about $75 a gallon of gasoline, and now we're complaining about four, and I'm complaining about $4 gas. I don't want to be a hypocrite, but what I'm trying to point out here is the absolute amount of energy that is stored in a gallon of gasoline that we never ever really considered before. And of course, Dr. Stephen, you know me fairly well. I'm pretty analytical. I have an engineering background before I went on and got my degree in finance and economics. But I did that math, and I was stunned. You know, I had to go back and check my numbers again and be sure I was right, and I am. And so that's where we are. We're getting $75 worth of manpower from a third-world laborer, and we're only paying $4 for it.
Well, of course, you know, it's really frightening to think that there are at least 1 billion people in the world today who live on a dollar a day. That's all that they're really getting. Another billionaire will be getting $2 a day. But what you're seeing in many of these countries is the price of food, the very essentials of life, the staples upon which they depend, have actually doubled here over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months. Little wonder there are food riots all over the world, whether it be Egypt, whether it be in Haiti, or whether it be in Africa. I mean, people are really facing, you know, really, frankly, facing starvation. And if things go as I fear they are here in the United States, we're going to lose about half of our soybean and corn crop. Oh, why, hang on to your hat. 60% of the corn that goes across international boundaries originates right here in the United States. And if we don't have abundant oil, and if they maintain this insanity of making ethanol out of corn, why, countless millions of people are going to starve to death. It's just the reality of what's going on today.
Absolutely. We're witnessing starvation. It's going to continue. What most people don't realize, again, on the energy situation is it takes 10 calories of energy to produce 1 calorie of food. So if you were out there in the watching, you know, nature, and if a rabbit had to burn up 10 calories to go kill its prey to live, it's going to starve pretty darn quick. But the only reason that we as the human race is able to expend 10 calories of energy for 1 calorie of food is, again, because we've had this abundant source of basically very, very cheap energy. But that, regardless of the circumstances, whether it's contrived or not, is the reality. And I fear a great deal of what's going to take place over the next several years. Dr. Stan, coming back to the airlines, I think we're entering what's called the end of the age of travel. I think 5 years from now I will not be making all these trips all over the place doing speaking tours and lectures about finance, money, and the precious metals. I'm going to be doing them from my home here over a webinar, and that's going to be about as good as it gets, and I might be making one trip downtown every 2 weeks or so. I really believe that you're going to see a huge contraction in the airline industry.
And not only that, but in travel as a whole, I believe, of course, there are people who want to lower our living standards. I believe this is part of the plan. We talked about this many times, given our listeners the documentation, that the people on the other side, the elite, are actually saying they want to lower our living standards. They're going to have to lower our living standards. And with that, of course, we can't have the air travel. We can't have a car where we can go off on a vacation anytime we want to. We can't be traveling long distances. We can't be living, you know, in rural areas. Everything's going to have to be consolidated. We're going to have to change the form of transportation here in the United States, as they have in Europe. They have rapid transit over there. They have a very good infrastructure for travel. That's why, Chris, and the reason that works is because they have intensely raised the price of oil, gasoline over there. It has been $5 to $6 a gallon. Now it's approaching $10, and this is happening intensively. They want, of course, to force the people of Europe out of their cars or into little small cars, and they're going to do the same thing here. But David, it's been fascinating. Any parting thoughts before we let you go?
Well, I don't get that philosophical that often, but, you know, I believe in I believe in God. I believe that I have a strong prayer life, and I believe that, you know, the human spirit is strong. I think as the living standards do deteriorate, that perhaps we'll come back to what made us such a great people as Americans, and that was our internal strength, our sacred honor, what we carried inside, our integrity, our honesty, our willingness to speak the truth, where a man's word or a woman's word meant something. So I think those values will be coming back as we have a decline in the economic system.
God bless. We're out of time. Bye-bye, and thanks so much.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly I think that we should be very concerned about the food shortages that are developing, and if you have not yet laid in the supply of your emergency food, or and you'd like to get one of our free catalogs, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you have an emergency food catalog and you haven't done anything, don't put it off. Believe me, I'm going to have David Sibley on here the first of the week. He runs Ready Reserve Food. They're the ones we work through. And, of course, you get it just as cheap through us as you get it through them, but we have a good working relationship. And David tells me, you know, that people now, for the first time in several years, are really beginning to lay in the food supplies because they recognize, at least the people who listen to programs like ours, begin to realize the potential for food shortages. You realize what's happened in the Middle West. The floods there have wiped out countless millions of acres of our cropland, and the soybeans and the corn and the wheat has just not gone in. If it has gone in, it's drowned. If it's going to be replanted, it's certainly not going to be big enough to withstand the heat that's going to come in August, and there's going to be a dramatic fall in the production here, and we have no reserve supply. Most people think there's massive supplies. There are not massive supplies of wheat or corn or soybeans or anything at all. We're totally dependent upon this harvest, as are people throughout the world, and Well, of course, it's a very real question as to what this harvest is going to be. But there's a lot of things that you do need. Make sure you have an adequate supply of food. If you don't have a big Berkey or Berkey Light water filter and you'd like to know more about it, buy it to us while you get a free DVD or a free video or a free four-tape set that we produce. You'll get any one of those. As long as we produce it, we can afford to throw that in. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8900. Have you ever thought about what you'd do if there really was an emergency? Would you get off the road with millions of other people and nobody's moving any place, just nothing but bumper-to-bumper traffic? Or would you be prepared to stay in your home? Would you know what to do? Well, that's why you need the video we offer called Sheltering in Place. It's inexpensive, and it's an excellent DVD. It's something everybody should have so that you can begin laying in the few things that you need right now so that you can adequately shelter. As you can adequately shelter in place. And if all you think that you have to do is get duct tape and plastic, all you need to do is take a little of that plastic and put it over your head and wrap the duct tape around your neck, and you know what would happen to you. You'd suffocate. You need to know what to do, and you need to think about it now. You need to get our book entitled Making the Best of Basics. I mean, what did your grandparents know about what you did if you didn't have all the luxuries we have today? And then, of course, there's so many other things. We have a book on nuclear war survival skills, which we think is very important. We have a four-tape set on civilian defense. We want you to have the information. We want you to make preparations for yourself and for your friends. And of course, if they don't believe you now, they're going to believe you later on, because we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis unparalleled in the history of this nation. And believe me, I've been at this for 46 years, but you can just see everything fitting into place. The rising cost of oil, the falling value of our currency, the rising cost of food and fuel and all of the other things that we need to maintain the living standards we do up in Canada. They passed a law now that it's going to be illegal to have vitamin C, if you can believe this. In fact, if you have vitamins and minerals that you haven't gotten to a doctor, you will be treated. You'll be arrested and treated like a drug dealer. When it's the time you begin laying in supply of the things that you're going to need to look after your health. I'm talking about vitamins and minerals. If you'd like a copy of our health catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. Now, ordinarily, our catalog and our health catalog are on a CD-ROM. But, of course, if you want a written one, you can request it. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But pray for Radio Liberty, because we're on the front line of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.